The winner and still champion, Joe Palooka.
Over 60 million people follow the career of the world's most lovable character, Joe Palooka, in the daily, Sunday, and Army papers. It's more than 4 years since Joe laid away his ring title to enlist in the Army, but he has earned a more important title, champion among men. But first, in our last episode, we left Joe Palooka and his buddy, Jerry Leamy, at a base in the South Pacific awaiting orders that will take them on a secret mission. Jerry has bragged his way into an exhibition bout with a soldier on the base, but he has just discovered that his opponent, Corporal Ray Walowski, whom he has been belittling, is actually the welterweight champion of the world, better known to fight fans as the hard-hitting Ray Martin. Jerry seems slightly bewildered over this sudden surprise as Joe laces on his gloves. The whole base is turned out for the fight, and they seem anxious for action.
Joey, why don't somebody tell me these things?
You ain't scared, are you?
Oh, scared? I ain't scared. I'll still flatten the bump, just like I said.
Hey, now, please, Jerry. Don't try to be smart. It's only an exhibition. I'm sure Ray will take it easy with you.
He'll take it easy with me? Joey, are you kidding? What I said still goes. I got a reputation to uphold. Why, I'm
Leamy,
gonna...
Leamy, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Come on out to the center of the ring. Shake hands with Walowski.
Go ahead, Jerry. And be a gentleman.
Private First Class Leamy, this is Corporal Walowski.
Glad I met you.
Hiya.
So you're the guy who's gonna flap me in one heat, huh?
Oh, don't worry, champ. I'll take it easy with you.
That's more than I can say I'm gonna do with you. I don't like guys what shoot them out, though.
All right, boys, that's all. Go to your corners and come out fighting.
All right, get in there, Jerry. And keep that left hand up high now.
I ain't made up my mind whether to chill you in a hurry or let you suffer a lingering death.
Oh, we shan't you. Ooh! Ooh, ooh!
Come on, all right, Leamy. Out of that clinch. Come on, let go of him. Let go.
Ow!
Oh, so you swing like you really meant it, huh? That's all I want to know, sucker.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. The winner, Corporal Walowski, by a knockout in the first round. Hey, Sarge, what's the time?
58 seconds.
Let's 58 seconds!
Hey, Jerry. Jerry, wake up. Wake up. Are you all right?
Oh. Moitle. Moitle, dear. You sure to slap me? I was only trying to kiss you, honey. Oh, my jaw.
Hey, Jerry, please snap out of it, will you?
Oh. Hey, Joey, what happened? What fell on me?
Nothing fell on you. Martin just KO'd you.
Why, that lucky bum. You know, Joe, he hit me when I wasn't looking. You'll get me a rematch and I'll murder him.
Say, yeah. Fellas, I know this is an inopportune time to break in, but you'll have to meet me at the north end of the strip in 15 minutes. It looks like this is it. You all right, Leamy?
Yes, sir. That bum just hit me a lucky punch, that's all. It's a good thing for him we gotta leave now. I was gonna give him a return match.
You're impossible, Jerry. Come on. You gotta hop over to the barracks and get dressed.
I'm dressed and ready to go when you are, Joey.
Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute. I want to get this letter off to Mom and Pop and another one to Ann before we leave. Don't know when I'll get a chance to write again. Hey, Jerry, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing, Joey. I was just kind of wishing I had a Mom and Pop to write to. You know, it ain't half so bad when you know you got somebody home thinking about you and praying for you.
Jerry, pal, I'm sorry, but really, you shouldn't feel that way. You know my mom and pop say a prayer for you every night just like they say one for me. Why, you're just like one of the family.
Ah, thanks, kid, I know, but sometimes a fella can't help wondering about them things.
Now, you sit right down and write my mom a note. We got just enough time. I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Well, let's see now. Where's that pencil? Oh, here it is. Ah, let's see. Dear Mom, just the line to tell you I'm ashamed of myself for not writing more often. And look, don't worry about Joe. I'm watching over him. I know he don't need my watching because the angels keep their eyes on great guys like him. But, Mom, I'm proud to be with him. He's aces. He's the nuts. One of your sons, Jerry.
Are you set, Jerry?
I was never ready in my life, kid. Lead me to them chaps.
Well, let's go, then. We got exactly 4 minutes to get to the end of the strip. There's a Jeep outside.
Oh, here come Beluga and Leamy now. Is all your equipment aboard, Captain?
Yes, sir, we're all set. I just hope this weather holds up. It sure is a beautiful day.
How are you, man?
Very fine, Colonel.
Fine, thank you, sir.
Are you sure you're all right, Leamy? I saw you out there this morning, and it looked as though you forgot to duck.
Oh, that. That was just a lucky punch, sir. You know, it's a good thing for him I had to leave in a hurry.
Well, good luck to you, Leamy. And next time, keep your chin out of the way.
Oh, I will. Thank you, sir.
Joe, good luck, my boy. I'm sure we'll see you soon.
I'm sure you will, sir. Thank you.
Now, here are your sealed orders, Captain. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Colonel. All of our equipment under that top turret, fellas. Be a good idea to sort it out now so you can relax for the rest of the trip.
Fine, sir. Let's get going, Jerry.
Hey, I hope there's a big knife in here for me.
Before you go, fellas, there's something I wanted to say. Now, this might be against regulations, but it'd be a lot better if we were a little less formal.
Oh, that's all right, Captain. We don't ever stand on no formalities. Go ahead, shoot.
Hey, Jerry.
Well, what I mean is we don't have to play soldier in the book sense of the word. We're all in this little show together, each one as important as the other, and I'd feel more like part of the gang if you called me Tom. And that's an order.
Yes, Tom.
Oh, that's Jake with me, Tom, old kid.
That's the way, Joe, Jerry. Now, get that stuff straightened out. We'll chew the fat a while, huh?
We'll be right with you, Tommy.
Hey, that cap's all right, ain't he, Joe? He's one of our kind.
Yeah, he sure is a swell fella. And I certainly appreciate him making us feel so family-like. But don't you ever forget that he's a captain.
Oh, don't worry about me, kid. Oh, boy, look at those bolo knives. One for you, and one for Tom, and one for me. And it's just the kind I wanted.
And here are three of them new automatics. And a carbine for each of us. Plenty of rounds of ammunition, too.
Hey, we got enough stuff to wipe out a whole Jap regiment.
Hey, you just remember what the general said. We're going to get information, not to hunt Japs.
I know, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we got a chance to use this stuff on the bums?
Here, stick this K-ration in that outside bundle. I think that gives us three complete packs.
Yep, that does it. Now let's get back and join the captain. Tommy.
You got all the stuff set up, fellas?
Yes, Tom. We're all ready to jump when you give the word.
Oh, we've got a good 4 hours before we bail out. Which reminds me, it's almost time to open our sealed orders. First hour's just about up.
I wonder if there's been any change in plan.
Well, the hour will be up in a half minute. I guess we can cheat a few seconds, huh?
Yes, sir.
Here goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nope. No change. Previous instructions stand. Check three possible beachheads in 40-mile arc on code map. Check position of possible beachheads and designate each with geographic number on code map. Immediately after findings, map must be destroyed and numbers mentally recorded.
Hey, Tommy, I don't get it.
That's easy. If we should get caught with that map, it'd give away the whole secret of where the invasion is going to hit. So they want us to get rid of the map as quick as we can.
That's it, Joe. It's all very simple. When I pick out the three landing points, I check their position on this map. Every tenth of a mile is numbered. If it's this point here, it's number 12, and so on. A half mile up would be number 18. That's all there is to it. Now, let's take another look at the map.
Yes, sir.
A lot of our success depends on how well we know the terrain, since we'll be doing most of our traveling at night.
At night? How are we going to see with no lights?
Well, we're going to have a full moon for the next 4 days, and the weather chart says clear.
Boy, that's lucky.
I don't think it's just luck, Jerry. I'm sure our intelligence waited for these ideal conditions before they let us go. They probably planned it long before they ever called us.
You're right, Joe. It's teamwork that helps carry out these missions. Everyone from the fellows who charted the weather to the folks back home who built this airplane.
That's us, kid. All-American team, huh? We'll show them how to do it.
Jerry, you know better than that. Didn't we fight alongside the British and the French and the half-starved people of the underground in Europe? What about the great things the Russians are doing and the Chinese? We're all on the same team fighting to rid the world of Japs and Nazis.
Come on now, boys. Let's forget the politics for a minute and get down to business, huh? Now, here's where we expect to bail out. It's a wooded section and should give us good cover. The beaches run about 500 yards back.
Captain! Captain! Button out there! You too, Palook and Leamy. The pilot had just sighted 3 unidentified planes.
Pilot to crew. Pilot to crew, man all guns. 2 unidentified planes coming in at 11 o'clock. They look like Nips. Yep, the Navy planes. Must be a carrier in the area.
They're Japs, all right. I can hear them jabbering.
All right, boys, this is it. First one zooming in at 12 o'clock. Watch him. Here comes the second guy in at 2 o'clock.
I'm right with him, Bill.
Look, he's smoking. You got him, Ned. You got him. He's on fire, going into a spin.
One down and one to go. We better get this guy before he gets us, or our mission will be over before it even starts.
Yeah, I'd like to get a crack at that other bum.
Let's take a look. Maybe we chased him off. Nope. Coming around for another run.
Here he comes again, boys. He's diving in at 11 o'clock. Watch.
Joe! Jerry! The turret gunner, he's been hit.
Hey, we're diving. No, we're going into a spin.
There it is, the sound all airmen dread, the whine of a helpless plane in a spin. Is this vital mission going to wind up in the Jap-controlled East China Sea before Joe, Jerry, and Captain Miller even get started? I'm sure we'll all be anxiously waiting to find out. But right now, listen to the next episode of Joe Palooka and find out what the fates have in store for this intrepid trio. Joe Palooka has been adapted for radio by Harold Conrad.